Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December 26th, 2025. 12:26:25. Coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And let's take count. Hour number two so far. No Matt Morgan in the studio. No word from him yet. And no Pastor Craig in the studio. No word from him yet. We don't know what's happened. Maybe they had a very celebratory Christmas at this particular point. But we soldier on here during this live program. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I guess you on the you out there in the listening audience will have to be the guest this morning on this day after Christmas. But as I said in hour number one, I think that Christmas just wipes people out. I think they have good intentions to be up and about the day after Christmas. But I think it's exhausting for most people to get all those gifts wrapped and get everything ready to go and go to all the parties and so on and so forth and family get-togethers and la-di-das. And by the time it's over, I think they are just absolutely spent. So feel free to give us a buzz. We can talk about whatever is on your mind this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We were having an interesting conversation there before the break. It seems like we always get into these conversations right before we go to break. And it's on that term woke. And it's been around now and it gets used. I honestly have no idea what it means. I couldn't even use it in a sentence, because I'm not exactly sure what it refers to at this particular point. Go ahead, Colin.
Loving the conversations of this morning.
Well, you know, I kind of like a nice, easy morning where we can just talk about anything. You know, with the holidays over, everything's fair game.
You said an interesting word or phrase. Where did the phrase la-di-da come from?
You know, I don't know. La-di-da. Maybe it was some kind of German phrase.
It sounds too gentle to be a German phrase. If it was a German phrase, it'd probably be something, you know, something really, really mean-sounding, you know?
They are a little militaristic in Germany. I don't know where that came. Maybe Sweden?
Maybe French?
Maybe. It could be.
Well, you're in front of your computer. Whip it up. What? Go to Google or AI or whatever they're using these days. Where did the phrase la-di-da come from?
You know what's interesting about... this is what... And you know, for this is not... Okay, here we go. La-di-da is an iconic nonsensical phrase spoken by Diane Keaton's character Annie Hall in Woody... Oh, I hear the door opening and shutting. 1977's movie Annie Hall. Apparently that's where it came from.
It was used way before that.
Well, that's why you go to the internet and get the wrong information.
That's where the internet is going now with this AI and those people programming and all of that stuff. But
let's see, la-di-da come from. Let's see.
Did you like the way I wove in? And I think the United States, and particularly Ohio and Marion, we should not be tearing down schools. They should be maintained to be those statues and for a better enlightened society. Add on, fix, maintain. Don't let these buildings go to pot and tear them down, etc., you know?
Yeah.
It should always be a reminder. And, you know, like Taft, with the decline in enrollments and everything that we've had, there was still a gymnasium there that could have been used, you know, for that community. So we lose quite a bit. We lose, we have lost the neighborhood identity by naming these schools after presidents. We need to really think about naming things after politicians, you know?
Well,
I think would be better. I mean, sure, there are some outstanding politicians that are and deserve, I think, the moniker statesman.
Now, la-di-da comes from the, let's see, what is this? It's a sound of affected speech emerging in the 1880s as lardy-dardy or la-di-da to mock pretentious upper-class behavior.
Like the hoi-polloi?
Yeah, I guess. But apparently that one stuck better. But as far as the schools go, if I remember right, the school levy that passed to build the new schools in Marion County, I believe there was a part of that levy that said you had to tear down the old schools. Because I think they had to sell off that land.
To my point, you know, they should remain and stand there as statues. And they need to be maintained. And if they need more room, build an addition. But, you know, I think it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We there's so much damn waste. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but there's so much waste that's out there. Tim Walz, So anyways, we need stronger education, and we need to keep those schools as monuments to a better, enlightened society. So you got somebody, did Matt come in?
Matt just showed up, yes.
Matt just showed up, so let me get out of here. You guys can talk and do the hoi-polloi and the la-di-da.
There you go, la-di-da, as it goes. Thanks.
Ta-da.
Annie Hall would be proud. Diane Keaton died this last year. 2025. Matt has arrived. Pastor Craig, we don't know yet. So, who knows what happened there. So, Matt, another rough Christmas?
Oh, no, Christmas was fine.
Rough Friday morning, we should say.
Oh, well, my phone died. I mean, honestly, it's a pretty good Friday morning. My phone died, so I had it on the charger last night, but apparently I didn't set it on there. My charging cord, like where you plug it in at, my charging port's broken, so I have to use a wireless charging pad, and if I don't set it on there right, it doesn't charge. So apparently it wasn't charging all night. So it died over the night. So I didn't have any alarms.
So what did you do?
I used to set alarms on Alexa, but I don't do that
you
anymore.
Might have to go back to that.
The alarms in the Alexa are just so quiet.
They are. But, so how was your Christmas?
It was good. I mean, you know, I got a record player, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Went home and I listened to the Nevermind album by Nirvana.
So,
good stuff.
For as much as you said you did not like Christmas, didn't think it was a good thing, wanted to skip right over it, how did that all go?
What do you mean?
Well, you were not a fan of the Christmas, but yet it sounds like it went okay.
Well, I mean, I figured it was going to go okay, but, I mean, you know, I'm just not a fan of the whole thing. I mean, I bought, I think... I went half on a gift for my dad. Well, I guess it was thirds for my dad. Half on a gift for my mom. And then I got my grandma a gift. And then I got the two people I got in the two gift exchanges gifts. And that's it.
Well, that would be normal, right?
Well, I mean, depends on who you're asking is normal, I guess.
I don't know. It was okay, but I don't think it felt like Christmas. Most people I talked to said it was more frantic this year. People were not really in the Christmas spirit when you would say Merry Christmas or something to them. The weather was definitely off. To have a 57-degree Christmas day, people running around
we
without
coats. We played football like it was Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, it was different. It was different, and I think a lot of people felt that yesterday. Yeah, people who like Christmas a whole lot have a hard time saying, oh, no, it felt like Christmas. Okay, well, maybe it did. But it didn't seem to for a lot of people.
Well, I think it's just a rough way to go right now. I mean, it's not a great time.
In what way?
I mean, the economy's down. People are generally upset with the government. You know, food prices are up. You know, I mean, it's not getting, it's just, it hasn't gotten any better.
People did not seem happy this year. It was a shorter holiday season. Thanksgiving came late. But they really did not seem happy. I don't know. I was out doing a lot of things on Christmas Eve. I was out till probably 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve doing things in the city. And people did not seem particularly happy. They seemed more frantic than anything else.
I did not do anything Christmas Eve. We were just at my mom's.
I had a good time Christmas Eve going out and doing those things. But it was just a very frantic-minded, people were backed up on the street, people were cutting people off to get to places they needed to get to. It seemed like everybody did things last minute. There's always last minute Christmas shopping, but it seemed a lot more last minute this year than normal.
Well, I mean, I don't know how to, I mean, I can't vouch to that. I've only been Christmas shopping, I think, 2 or 3 years, but every year I've been Christmas shopping, I've gotten my gifts, like the week of Christmas. So
I don't know. It was a day. Now, Pastor Craig, we don't know what happened to him. I talked to him last Saturday. He said he'd be here. Now, I don't know if he meant a certain time. I thought he meant the whole day. Maybe we'll see him. Who knows? We'll hope he shows up.
We shall see.
We shall see as the day goes along. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, Bob here.
Yes.
I just wanted to call and kind of follow up the last caller. They brought the subject to the Santa Maria.
Oh, the Santa Maria, yeah. What's going on with the Santa Maria?
Oh, about a decade ago, the Santa Maria was cut up and removed from the river.
Really? It's no longer there?
It's no longer there. Apparently, it would say that in the country, and it's rotting somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
So they cut it up?
They cut it up, and they didn't want to get it out of the river, yeah.
So no. So Christopher Columbus's ship is gone?
The ship is gone.
You know, you think some historian would have jumped all over that and tried to stop that.
Well, no, I think it was a cost issue, and it wasn't so much to deal with history or any modern factions or anything. It was just got to be too expensive to sit there in the river and ride away.
Hey, by the way, your Christmas card's in the mail. Late.
Oh, all right.
I know, late as always around here, but how was your Christmas?
The card is in the mail, all right. It was good.
Did it feel like Christmas to you?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I think when you're speaking, it didn't feel like Christmas. You're speaking in broad generalizations, and it doesn't apply to everybody. You know, Christmas is good, and, you know, met with friends and family and had a good time.
But do you think it felt like the Christmases of with the snow coming down and people, you know, trying to get to places? There was a franticism going on here in Marion where people were not cheerful. They were not joyful.
And it's probably been at least a decade since I've actually seen a white Christmas, so snow coming down doesn't mean
we had a very white Christmas. What was it? 22. That's when all that snow fell the day before Christmas Eve.
3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So in your terminology, the fact that we had no snow for 3 years, it's conditional now not to have snow.
No, it doesn't have to be snow, but 57 degrees is a lot different than...
Snow is what makes it white.
What's that?
Snow is what makes it white.
Right. No, I'm not saying you have to have a white Christmas in the Midwest. That's hit and miss every year. I'm just saying when you take away the snow and then you jack the temperatures up about 30 degrees above where they're supposed to be, that's a bad... That's like being in Florida for Christmas.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, you know, the image of Santa delivering presents all over the world and landing on snowy rooftops, well, if he's delivering presents all over the world, half the world is in summer right now. Half the world has no snow. You know, I mean, so to think that we have to have snow and 20 degrees below zero in order to have Christmas, I think is the wrong thinking. I mean, people have Christmas in Florida, but do they have Christmas in Marion?
No, I guess
Christmas is a spirit. It's not a weather. It's not a weather symbol.
You're right. It is a spirit, but I do think that the internet world and people be much like during all. There are a lot of things during the year that don't seem like they used to, mainly because of the technologization, I guess, of the world. I mean, we look at NORAD on the computer to see where Santa Claus is. A lot of people don't visit quite as much as they used to because that used to be the only way of communication. Christmas cards have, you know, pretty much all but gone by the wayside for most people. Even older people I was asking this year, they don't really do it anymore. People washing their cars on Christmas Day, that was the big thing on Route 95 here in Marion. That really is not what Christmas was. And I don't know what the mood was this year for people. What maybe it's what Matt was saying. People, the economy's bad. We're all but in a recession at this particular point. Food prices are not down and people are trying to get the meals together. It's a different atmosphere.
Do you think we're in a recession right now?
I think it's fair. I don't know how you could not call it a recession. Unemployment up, prices up, people not buying as much.
Okay. Maybe we are in a recession.
But in any event, that's Christmas. And, you know, if as I said earlier, I think if you really like Christmas and it's one of your favorite times of year, you are going to say it feels like Christmas no matter what. Because you got the tree in your house and your family came over, and it's going to be Christmas. But I think if you look at other people, which is what I do, I mean, my Christmas felt like Christmas because I'm around the same people I'm around at Christmas. That there's no different there. We do the gifts, the trees are up, the music's playing. Yeah, that part of it's the same. But if I pay attention to what other people were doing, it was not a Christmas atmosphere.
That's your problem right there. You can't pay attention to what other people are doing. You got to think about, you know, what you're doing and what you're doing to spread Christmas.
Oh, my Christmas was fine.
You should spread that Christmas to everybody else. I mean,
it doesn't work that way.
The so-called social media is everybody has to compare themselves to other people.
Well, no, and that's another thing. That's another thing.
Don't compare yourself to the bottom of the barrel.
No. See, the social media, I think, is the worst because everybody's, you know, got their jammies on and they're all dressed the same way. And you know that's an absolutely posed picture. And you got people together who are never together ever, except at Thanksgiving and Christmas and maybe a birthday party. You'll see all those pictures today. It's like nothing went wrong yesterday. Everything was wonderful. Everything was perfect.
But you were pushing as well when you had people in the studio who had never been together before?
Well, yeah. Oh, that absolutely is for publicity. I mean, it's a radio station, for God's sake.
Well, there you go. I guess it's good for everybody to be that way.
You know, I'm glad you bring that. I had this conversation over the holiday weekend with somebody because they were talking about social media posts. We got into a conversation about social media. And I said, if you look even on my personal page, if you look at my posts, 99% of them have to do with this station. Now, why is that? Well, if I do Well, no, it's not my life at all. There's other aspects of my life, but I'm not going to tell you about those. That's my private life. But the point is, if I'm going to take the time to do something, to interview somebody, or to have a party, or to have a fruitcake toss, I'm certainly going to tell you about it, because those are events that are supposed to get you to listen and create publicity. Why would I do them in the dark and not tell you about them?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, the food kicked off. I didn't see it, and it was on the front page of the Marion Star.
It was.
Is it out there somewhere? I mean, is that, I'd like to see that.
I'm
not getting the Star or anything, but
I don't know if there are any papers left or not. It was last Saturday and Sunday, because they only do one weekend paper now.
Oh, my goodness.
But it made it to the front of the paper. So, yeah. Well,
I'll have to dig through the archives and try to find us, because that would be interesting.
Yeah, it's well, hey, and I also wanted to ask you, the last caller, the conversation about woke. Do you understand what that is?
I don't use that term, because I don't understand the meaning of the word.
Neither do I.
And in fact, the two of you were discussing what the meaning of the word is, means that it shouldn't be used until a meeting is set upon. So if I said, oh, I'm woke today, I'm all woke, well, what does that mean to me? What's that mean to somebody else? It has two different meanings, three different meanings, and so I don't use the word because it has no meaning.
Well, like when we were talking,
meaning, it shouldn't be used.
Well, I forget what brought that up last hour. I know we ended up talking about statues, but there was something before that brought it up.
I think you talked about how the woke society was changing the world and all this other crap.
Yeah, but what was that? What was it in regard to? There was some. There was a topic that came up, and then it was something about woke.
You talked about removing all the various statues and everything, George Washington, and
but there was something before that. There was something before that. Anyway, but when the conversation came up,
if you don't know the meaning of the word, you shouldn't be using it.
Well, yeah, but I don't
use the word.
But see, to me, I guess that's just a buzzword. I guess that's what it's turned into.
It's an inflammatory word that people have different meanings associated with, and therefore it shouldn't be used.
Right. But to me, it just means Democrat. That's pretty much what it means at this point.
I don't think it means that.
Oh, you think that they call a lot of Republicans woke?
I've seen you both ways.
So who would be a woke Republican?
I couldn't say, because I don't know the definition of the word, so I'm not going to...
No, but I'm saying you've heard it used. You've heard it used. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the meaning is, but to me it's just become a buzzword for liberal. That's all it means now. And I don't understand that.
Well, I don't know, because, it's applied to a lot of conservative issues, so it can't mean liberal.
Well, that's what we just found out last hour, is it is used toward a lot of liberal issues. But
you just said it's liberal, so it can't be liberal, it can't be conservative. It has no meaning, and therefore it shouldn't be used.
Right. Well, but that's how it was used in the last election.
The last election turned out pretty bad.
I guess the election before that, I should say. The presidential election. So there you go.
I had some people come into town over the weekend and said, what is the must-see thing to do in Columbus? You used to go to the Casino Marie. You can't do that. You can't see Christopher Columbus. There's nothing that is must-see in Columbus anymore.
No, you can go to the State House and see Christopher.
Well, you could drive by, but you can't get inside without the...
No, he's outside.
There is apparently no must-see things in Columbus like this, though. Must-see things in Marion, other than maybe the Cardinals.
Oh, no, we've got the Harding Memorial. We're always proud of that.
That's true. No statues of Harding. That's what they should do. They should take the old Christopher Columbus statue, change the head on, put Harding on it, and put that statue up front. That way it could get recycled and reused. Everybody would be happy.
We had a conversation on here one time about whether or not there should be a Harding statue. And I don't remember who all took part in this show, but I remember it got so contentious for some reason that that one of the panelists just like left in the middle of the show.
I think that was due to the Cardinals, though, wasn't it? The Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Yeah, but same conversation, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think people want any more Harding things. They got the Harding Memorial, the Harding Home, the Harding High School. I don't think people want any more Harding.
Maybe.
I could take a Harding statue. I'd be all right with that.
We'll see what happens. Thanks.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. We'll see if Pastor Craig arrives at some point this morning. But do you get woke? I don't understand it.
No.
Never have. Never will.
Yep. Never.
Don't you think it just means liberal? Democrat isn't. That's how it's being used.
Well, I mean, yeah. Usually when I hear the word being used, it's, like the woke left.
Yeah.
So.
Because I'm trying to think of somebody who's been referred to as woke, who's a Republican.
I couldn't think of one.
Right. So that's why, to me, it's just become a buzzword for that sort of thing. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm sure it had some meaning at some point. I don't think it...
I think at some point it meant enlightened on issues.
Interesting. Well, it certainly doesn't mean that anymore.
No. Somehow it got turned into other things. But whatever. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How was your Christmas? What else is going on in the world? As we head out of 2025 here, what do you think locally were the biggest stories? I was talking about that earlier. I thought certainly the city saying that they don't have any financials anymore was probably one. Financially in a bad place.
Of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I think the continuing saga of the Ratliff trial was a big saga this year. I think Detweiler over at the Palace losing his job was a story in 2025 that was very localized. What other local stories in 2025 had some meaning?
Well, I mean, I don't know, I guess, as far as, like, some meaning, but, I mean, you know, there was the whole debate on whether or not there should be an economic director, whether we should keep Candu.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How was your Christmas?
It's quiet when you get to be my age.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a quiet Christmas.
Oh, and when you get to be my age, you look forward to the 26th.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, as much again as people love Christmas and love all the trees and the decorations and all that, when the gift giving is done and the wrapping is done and all that's off their plate, there's a big sigh of relief today for a lot of people.
And is it supposed to be that way?
Yeah, I think it is supposed to be that way. I think, oh. Yeah.
Well, I just called. I had got the word about a visit to the zoo. To see the lights.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about that?
No, I have not heard any.
Well, it costs $35 per each adult.
$35 to go to the Columbus Zoo?
Per each adult.
Per each adult.
And then it costs you $30 to park your car.
Wow, $30 to park a car.
$30 to park your car, and it's $35, and kids over, kids over three, I think, have to pay, and we're down to $20 maybe for kids over three. So if you had three kids and two adults and a vehicle, would you not shoot a hole in a $100 bill easily?
You know, that's very interesting because I will admit, I'm not a big fan of the zoo. I've never been a zoo person. And all the years that we gave, we got something going on in the studio I'm going to talk here about in a second. But we've got, all the years we gave away zoo tickets for Zoo Lights and Zoo in the summer, I never knew how much it cost to park and I never knew how much an entrance.
I don't know if that's just started this year. Now, my son and his wife and his daughter and her husband and another daughter and her husband and another daughter and two grandkids went. Now, the grandkids were under three, so they got, but the neighbor guy, apparently Pleasant's band played down there or there something, so their son was in it, so they went. And he said, you know, yeah. He says, that's what it cost. He says, between Dawn and I, we shot a hole in a $100 bill.
Well, that's interesting. That's, I guess it's a pricey thing to do. Hopefully it was worth it.
Well, now, my grandson said that they had a levy out last year, or last fall or sometime, that didn't pass. But I always thought the zoo was kind of kid-oriented. Apparently, it's money-oriented.
Well, they did have some issues down there a few years ago.
You know, didn't somebody have a little sticky fingers?
Somebody did, yeah.
Somebody's had sticky fingers.
Somebody got into the zoo money. Yeah, there was some litigation and possibly threatening of putting people in jail. There was some problem there.
But when my son told me that, and I said, you guys paid $70 to get in and walk around at the zoo? Oh, it was wonderful. The lights and the kids really enjoyed them. I says, I'll bet you they could come out here at the fairground, and that age kids would enjoy those, too. I just don't understand. I mean, not that I couldn't afford to go, but I wouldn't do it.
It sounds pricey. It wouldn't be my thing.
But can you imagine that?
No, that's...
People know that. Well, if you have to pay $30 to park your car, that'd be your first indication you can't afford the place.
That is a little pricey. I agree with you. Yeah, I would definitely... I'd drive through a neighborhood and see what the lights look like.
Well, go out here at the fairgrounds. I'm not sure. I can't remember because we weren't there last year, but we've always gone. But I know it probably, I'll guarantee it's not more than $20 a truck or a carload.
Oh, I would say probably in the $20 range. Yeah.
When my son told me that, and he said, oh, but the lights were wonderful, and I said, they wasn't that good. And I says, Christmas lights is Christmas lights if you're driving down the boulevard or whatever. But I just could not believe that it cost that much. Plus, you're driving from here down there. But then when the neighbor guy was over and said his boy was in a band or something at Pleasant, so they went because he was playing in the band. You know how that is. And he said he and his daughter easily blew a hole in a $100 bill.
It's, tis the season to spend money is what it was. It was that.
Oh, I'm old. Like I say, I'm old, and there was probably a time that Mom and Dad had 10 kids, and I'll bet you they didn't spend, Mom made a lot of stuff, but I'll guarantee they probably didn't spend $100 for all of us.
Yeah, it was a different time for sure. Well, hey, thanks for checking in. I appreciate the information.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, well, now we're making some headway here. Arriving in the studio, Matt has arrived this hour, and I sent an email. I was worried about you. Arriving in the studio this morning for the first time in a year and a half, looking a little bit like Santa Claus, Pastor Craig in the studio. How you doing?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm doing great. I was a little late getting here. I wanted to be here earlier, but had some things going on, but I'm here. And what you see is a no-shave November.
No Shave November.
That transformed itself into No Shave November and December. And at this point, it's going to be my winter look.
You've got a new thing.
I've got a new thing. Yeah. March 1st, it all comes off, but I'm going to keep it through the end of February.
So you're not going to be like David Letterman, who has it all the time now.
No.
No. You're not going to go that far.
No. I'm old enough that it looks like a shaggy old man. And, I don't want to have that look all year long.
I like the shirt. It's a Home Alone shirt. I like
right?
it. Very, very nice. What is it? What's he saying there?
Okay, it says, I made the poop disappear.
Now, what is that? Is that in the movie? That's not in the movie, is it?
See, you know, my son has a portable toilet company.
Oh, okay,
so
there you go.
All kinds of jokes that, you know, around there, and so, you know, now.
So this is a customized sweatshirt.
This is a customized sweatshirt.
Wow.
And actually, I have on a customized T-shirt that has.
Oh, there you go.
Poop Busters, you know, like Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Poop Busters.
Yeah.
And then on the back,
there we go. Give that phrase out, Matt. Go ahead and say that.
It says, ain't afraid of no poop.
There you go.
Ain't afraid of no poop. Okay, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure people hear you here. All right, there we go.
Am I doing better now?
You know, that green mic, I can't. Some people come up good on it and some people don't. I don't know what that deal is.
Well, I'll have both mics in front of me.
You're giving a press conference over there this morning.
People will be able to hear me in stereo.
They'll be able to hear you in stereo. That's exactly what we want. So how have you brought gifts this morning. That's wonderful.
I brought gifts this morning, and it's the
day after Christmas?
Yeah, and I didn't get those on sale because I got those before Christmas.
And they're truffles.
Yeah.
I like truffles.
Well, there you go.
Milk chocolate. So what has been new with you? People want to know.
Oh, wow. I'm working more than I worked before I went to Arkansas. I'm working a whole lot of hours, but I love the job I'm doing. I'm working for a company that's in the same industry that I was in, portable toilets and septic tanks and that kind of stuff. And it's really kind of interesting because the company I work for they're the only place licensed in Arkansas to dispose of their own waste. We have a clean water farm. I mean, it's really leading edge technology. And so I'm down there and I'm a part of that and really enjoy it. And my personal life, things are going great. I've got a new church and a whole new set of friends, and things are going well.
They're well, that's
really
good.
Going well.
Now, what is different? What are the main differences between people in Arkansas and Marion, Ohio?
I would say probably the main difference is everybody in Arkansas talks funny.
The accent. The accent. Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah. We'll see y'all later.
Yeah, yeah. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was wonderful. It was really wonderful. I spent the day with family up here. I was down at my son's house in Mount Sterling for Christmas, and we had a really nice time. It was really nice.
Now, did you feel, with the 57-degree weather and the no snow and the little more frantic nature this year, did you think it felt like Christmas?
No, it didn't.
I agree.
And when I left Arkansas on Tuesday morning, I mean, their high Tuesday was 73. Now, it's unseasonably warm for them as it is unseasonably warm here. But yeah, with this warm weather, I mean, it just doesn't seem like Christmas.
You know what's interesting? You have not been in the studio in a year and a half, and we were on the call when you came in. And what was funny, you came in and immediately, just like old times, the headphones were wrapped around the mic cables, and you could not get the headphones plugged in to hear what was going on. Nothing ever changes. No. Nothing ever changes.
I'm glad you were actually in the middle of a phone call, so got me time to get oriented and get the right things plugged in, because if you hadn't been on a phone call and I walked in, it would have been really disorganized.
I know. It was, you know, I don't know. How did those get unplugged, Matt? Usually we have a couple headsets plugged in.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, usually the one I'm wearing is plugged in and the one you are wearing is plugged in, but apparently neither of them were plugged in. So
it's the Christmas Redux. You know, things get moved around here a lot at Christmas because we have the Christmas party, we have the fruitcake toss. Christmas Eve we had people in. Yes. Oh,
you have a fruitcake back there.
Well, did you hear down in Arkansas about the fruitcake toss? I mean, my goodness, it was national news, I think.
I saw on the internet.
Yes.
You guys made the front page of the Marion Star.
Certainly did.
And you had the group photo of everybody.
Unity in the community.
There you go.
We brought unity to the community through the fruitcake toss.
Well, you know, as I mentioned to you on the phone, but I'll say it here on the radio, I was really impressed that you had a lot of people there, but the top four finishers were the current champion repeating, and then you had previous year's champions that were all up there in the top, and it's becoming a thing because people are coming back every year. I mean, that's great.
I was just surprised about the coverage. I mean, normally they do a story on what happened, but there was actually a story this year preceding the event telling people when it was going to be and how they could listen and so on and so forth. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
So you can't get any better than that.
No, that was super.
And the Grinch is here in the studio now. Do you like our Grinch?
I do. And I like the studio. I mean, you've got a nice tree, a very nice tree. You got the little microphone decoration.
We do.
And everything. And it looks good around here. It really does.
People say this is cozy. That's what I've heard this year.
Yes.
People who come into the studio say it's a cozy studio.
So you have basically four trees. You've got the silver tree.
We have the silver tree.
You have the hat tree.
Yes.
Then you have the tree.
Yeah.
And you have a smaller tree.
Oh, we have it. We have a tree up there.
Yeah. So
on the refrigerator.
It's really festive around here.
Yeah. Oh, then we have the tree over there on the table behind the ornaments.
Yeah. So there's another tree. Yeah. I mean, it's just,
six trees.
Yeah. So So I have to ask the question.
Yes.
I've been gone for a year and a half. Has the refrigerator still remained unplugged the entire time?
It makes too much noise. Now, there was talk. It does work. There was talk at one point of moving the totes in that corner over here.
Okay.
And putting the refrigerator over there because we would not hear the refrigerator over there.
Right.
But you see how much ambition there is in this studio.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted. That was Matt's idea, the ambition I have not seen yet.
It was talked about.
Yeah, it was talked about.
And talked about.
We talked about it.
I just don't know why that we felt the need to have a fridge if it was just going to be sitting there. I mean, you can't put anything in it. It's just.
Originally, when we laid out this studio, we've had a refrigerator, and Pastor Craig
had it since day one.
But it's always been plugged in. People could use it. And when we came here, though, we set it there because of the plug situation and realized pretty quickly that refrigerators make noise. Mm. And sitting this close to it, it was picking up on the microphones. So that was the only reason we unplugged it. That's really the whole story to it.
To the listeners, it sounded like we were broadcasting from an aircraft carrier.
It did. It had that weird, that compressor would kick on. and you would just hear it. Now, you would not hear it over there.
I don't know.
Well, I do.
So I
also, I don't know that that table that the fridge and the microwave is on would hold all that stuff.
That stuff's not heavy. That's just Christmas decorations.
I think what I think is neat is you've got a 17-year supply of McDonald's straws.
I know you hate this. I know you hate this. But you don't know how many times this has come in to play. The extra napkins, when Matt has to blow his nose every morning, he's had to use these napkins and these straws when McDonald's doesn't put the straw in the bag or the forks. You think this is bad, but this is where it's all at, right over there. Do you have a pet peeve about this?
No.
You brought this up before. Here we go.
Hey, it's radio. I feel that our listeners, they need to have a picture in their mind of what the studio looks like, because you know, and I know, and Matt knows that people have visions of what a radio studio is like, especially when we moved from where we were to when we moved here. You know, everybody, they kind of envision in their own mind of what that new studio must look like. And I also remember when we moved here, I was like really sold on this studio, because I think this is a great. It functioned as a broadcast studio, and yet it's small enough, which they usually are pretty small, but it's small enough to have that real homey setting. You know, it's comfortable here, and so I feel I owe it to, you know, the listeners to help build that picture.
But why do you go to that? There are 15,000 things going on in this room. Why the straws and the napkins?
Because sitting where I'm sitting, you can't miss them.
Well, where do you want us to put them? You want us to put them over on... We can get you a Twinkie. You want us to put them...
You know, I wasn't going to mention it, but I saw that right away.
There's
an open box of Twinkies stuffed between the totes. And my question
is stuff. It's laying between the totes.
Is it empty or are
no? No, there's Twinkies in there.
I believe there are Twinkies.
Matt ate a Twinkie out of there a couple weeks ago.
I did.
How long has that box been there?
Not very long. Okay. Not very long.
I don't even know where it came from.
No, he ate one.
Yep,
it was good, wasn't it?
Delicious. Twinkie.
That's scary when he says, "I don't even know where it came from," but I ate a Twinkie.
Well, I assume
we have the sparkling grape juice. This is good and current.
Yeah.
So we're good.
You've got an open 2 liter of Pepsi.
Now that, I wouldn't drink that, because I think that's been here
a
long
time.
Nobody drinks regular soda around here is what we've learned at the holiday parties. So that anytime somebody brings regular soda, it just accumulates.
Sits. Okay, well, I'm done looking around and describing.
No, I think that's it though, isn't it? I don't think there are any other oddities in the studio.
I mean, there are all kinds of pictures.
Well, I know, Matt. You can't get rid of that one. It's just a permanent fixture over there, permanent oddity.
So how was your Christmas, Scott?
Oh, I had a great time. I had a great time. It was a great Christmas.
Good.
Like I said, Christmas for me has been the same for a long time. I see the same people. We do the same gift exchanges. The trees are up, so on and so forth. To me, it's the same. And so I'm in a Christmassy mood. I'm just saying I pay attention to other people's moods. And that's where I noticed that it was not a happy time.
Okay.
It'd be hard for me to be upset on Christmas.
Right.
Because it's very, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like this year, one thing I did on Christmas Eve, which was a new thing that I really enjoyed, was I found a 1951 Marion Star.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of all things, January 1951, so this paper will be, 75 years old next month?
That's right.
It's the actual paper. And in that paper, there was a 2-page ad for Kroger in Marion, Ohio, of all stores to be the thing. And so I thought, well, we have a manager at Kroger who's been there 50 years this coming April. And I thought, I bet she would like this. So on Chris, and I, but I thought, well, do I can't just give her the paper because it's very brittle. And so do I frame it? But the newspapers were so big in those days, I don't know what you would do with that frame thing. Office Depot still laminates. So I went over on Christmas Eve day, got this thing laminated and cut, took it over to her, and she was just staring at it and pointing out the prices, and I think she had a good time with it. So that was a great thing to do.
You know, and that's kind of the neat thing about it, is because that's an unusual thing, and that's what really, you know, excites people, and people really appreciate it, because it's almost like it's unusual, so it's, you know, it's a custom gift. You know, it's custom made for that person.
Well, I like gifts that you cannot get in the store. I do. I like to. That's why I always liked homemade gifts. You know, when we did the gift exchange here at the Friday night show a couple years ago, the rule was you've got to make it yourself. Don't you know, you can spend what you want, but at some point it's got to be handmade.
Right.
And I like that, because you can't go to the store and just pick it off the shelf and put it in a bag and give it to somebody.
Yeah. It's not a gift card.
Right. It's not a gift card. Not a gift card. Which
we know.
Gift cards.
We know how you feel.
Terrible, terrible thing. But what do you think, Matt?
Matt, how was
you? You were standing there when she got that gift.
Oh yeah, no, I mean it's pretty cool. I mean, I didn't know newspaper looked like parchment paper. You know,
he thought Thomas Jefferson wrote on a Marion, old Marion star.
I didn't know they had newspapers back then.
Yeah, 1951.
Well, you know, I expected it to look more something like a current newspaper, but it was you know, big and like I said, I mean, it looks like it's like they wrote it on parchment paper. Yeah. It's brown.
Well, brown could be because it's 75 years old, too, as
well. Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm sure it's gotten darker with age.
And I'll bet it has more pages
than the current. 30-plus.
Yeah, and it had real news in it. Oh, I'm sorry. I should be careful what I say.
Well, I will tell you this. We're going to go to break here in a second. Pastor Craig will be with us for the rest of the morning. I will say this, though. What is odd is if you look at the front page of the Marion Star, even from that era, the national stories, if they're big enough, did take precedent.
Yeah.
And there might be one or two local stories on the front, but the national stories are still what got the headlines.
Yeah, well, back in the 51, you didn't have near the choices of getting your national news that you do today. I mean, there was only the, you know, TV was really in its infancy still in 51, and so people relied on the newspaper.
We got Pastor Craig in the studio. Matt's here. We're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and continue the conversation. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought...